This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you fail and still succeed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Those who desire the hereafter, and they put in the effort that they are required to put in while believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is those whose efforts are appreciated by Allah. One time there was a Qur'an teacher who had a student who had committed to beginning her journey of memorizing the entire Qur'an. The student would drive 1 hour every single day to her teacher's house to recite the Qur'an. And she worked very hard. She began to go through some difficult times. So she informed her teacher one Ramadan that she was considering quitting her memorization. Now imagine as a teacher how you feel when you see someone progressing and that they want to stop, they want to give up, or they want something to change. Her teacher explained to her that it was something she really needed to think about, because although a teacher can help motivate, the student has to be the one with the initial drive, the determination to keep going. She told her student that she would never give up on her unless the student gave up on herself. So I will continue to teach you so long as you want to be taught. It was in Ramadan and a few nights later that the teacher received a call from her student late at night. She answered the phone and she could hear that her student was crying. Now imagine as a teacher you're experiencing this, and the student told you that they were going through difficulties, and now they call you when they were about to quit what they were doing and they're crying. So she was very worried and she asked if everything was okay. Her student explained to her teacher that she had been really thinking about it, and she decided to continue her memorization journey. She also said that even if it was going to be a slower process, and even if she might need breaks along the way, that she had thought about her life before starting her journey and realized that she could not live without the Quran. Now, that realization was what drove the student to cry. Her teacher, of course, was proud of her student in that moment, but the teacher felt that no matter how much her student would end up actually memorizing the Quran, that her student was now successful, because her student had finally understood what it really means to be a companion of the Quran, a student of the Quran. It is important for every one of us to reflect on this, that it's crucial for the student of the Quran to remember that the way success and failure is determined when it comes to our relationship with the Quran is different from the way we might determine success and failure in other studies. What does that look like? What does that mean? For example, a student at the university who takes a class could study for their final exams for several weeks. Imagine that this student takes all of the means to be successful. Some people will hire a tutor, go over every single lesson multiple times, and do their best to understand the material. This student shows up on the day of the exam and they take it. They receive back their grades and they are very disappointed. They received like a 44% on this exam, and therefore they did not pass the class. The student will go to the professor sad and disappointed and explain they've been studying for weeks, taking all of the means to be successful, and they might ask, "Can you give me an A for my effort?" The student genuinely in this case did everything they were required to do. They simply failed. Now, in matters of dunya, this life, our success is measured by those kinds of results. But in matters of the akhirah, in matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our success is determined and measured by, number one, your sincerity. Number two, your efforts. And this is where sometimes we belittle it. We have to take all the means that we have access to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have an example of this in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The example of the one who recites the Qur'an and memorizes it is like the one with the righteous noble scribes, the malaika. The example of the one who recites the Qur'an and is committed to it, they are committed to it, although it is difficult for him, is that of one with a double reward." So a student who puts in sincere effort to learn, but they stumble over the words, and it's very hard to pronounce some words and letters of the Qur'an, but they're consistently trying, they are successful. A student who, despite working diligently and consistently, falls behind all of the other students in his or her class because you're memorizing at a slower pace, you're not able to keep up with them, you're still successful. A student who intends to memorize the entire Quran and they've started the journey and they're consistent and sincere, but they died before they reached the end, they're still successful. A student who works passionately for years on one surah, and she takes her time in order to be consistent in applying what they're memorizing, what she's memorizing, she's successful. A new Muslim who just started to learn Surah Al-Fatiha for the first time, and maybe will have to hold a paper or a card with a transliteration of the verses on it just to keep emphasizing it, is successful. A student who is memorizing the Quran and asked by the teacher to repeat a test over and over and over again because the memorization wasn't strong enough, is still successful. But what if you don't memorize it even then? There was an elderly man who gave his grandson a bucket and asked him to bring water from the nearby stream. Now, you may have heard this story so many times, but it's so relevant to our lesson today. The bucket had holes in it. It was the type of basket that had holes in it. So it was used as a feeder for some of the animals, not for carrying water. But the grandson took it and sure enough, filled it up with water, ran back. By the time he got back, the water had escaped from the bucket. It all seeped out. The grandfather told him to go back and fill it up again. This time, the boy walked a little faster, filled it up with water, and as he's coming back in a rush, by the time he got back to the house, it was empty still. The grandfather smiled, and the boy was a little frustrated. The grandfather told him to go one last time, and he came back. When the boy came back, this time he was almost running. Now the water's coming out from the top, and it's seeping through, and it's going back into the ground as he's sprinting to the house. And finally, when he arrives, the bucket already felt light in his hand. He knew that it was empty without even needing to look. When he arrived, his grandfather didn't ask him about the water. When he arrived, he asked him if there was any difference in the actual bucket itself. Is there anything different about it? The boy looked at it, and this was again a bucket that had been used as a feeder for some of the chickens and some of the animals. So it was usually very dirty with a lot of different, with an array of like feed and dirt and other things inside. But now it looked clean. So the grandfather told him, "You have a life ahead of you, inshallah. And perhaps you will memorize some Quran, perhaps you may not. But even if you don't end up memorizing Quran, reading it every day, reading it consistently, will always cleanse your heart, like the water that you just saw cleansing this bucket. So remain diligent and consistent and passionate in your journey with the Quran. Find motivation in knowing that you are successful. You are successful. As long as you are sincere and you put in the effort, know that Allah appreciates every letter you recite and all the effort you put in, and that not a single second of your time with the Quran is ever considered wasted. No amount of time you spend with the Quran is considered wasted. No amount of time you spend with the Quran is considered wasted. Rather, it is a blessing upon blessings. My question to you is, what benefit do you see in your life as you read the Quran?